I'm Tina Lee. Welcome to my podcast, Joy for Half a Cent. Upon turning 50, I'm making my dream of documenting half a century of stories a reality. I will share my stories, family stories, and others' stories that bring me joy. I tip my hat to my Southern roots as I connect with my listeners through the art of storytelling. My stories, along with $8, will buy you a frou-frou coffee. But this joyful podcast will make that coffee a little more enjoyable. I can't wait to share today's tale with you. Today's story is a colorful Mother's Day. Here we are, right at Mother's Day. And there are a few things that bring me more joy than my mother. She is a colorful one, to say the least. Her name is Judy. And today you're going to hear just how colorful of a person she is. My mom is an amazing storyteller, and I would like to think that I get some of my storytelling abilities from her. But my mother can tell a story, the simplest of stories, and it's like you're watching a one-act play. She becomes every character. There are motions. She may get up out of her chair. You never know. I think when the term YOLO came around, you know, you only live once, I think that was put into circulation by my mother. That is her philosophy on life. I mean, you go all out. You don't experience something a little bit. You dive in headfirst and just swim around in it all. I remember one Mother's Day years ago, I got her a t-shirt and it had a body outline on it, you know, like the outline, the police outline of a dead body. And it read, "If I die, make it look like I was doing something cool." She's worn that shirt a lot. But today's story is about Sharpies and my mother's affection for Sharpies. I mean, the markers, you know, the permanent markers. My mom, let's start back in 1996, okay? We got to rewind to the Summer Olympics of 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia. We are from Georgia. We were there. We were there to watch, I believe it was Michael Johnson, run his track event with the gold tennis shoes on. We were there, and again, YOLO, Mama was decked out head to toe in her Olympic gear. But just to make sure she had the full experience, she found a new barber ahead of time, and she had the Olympic rings shaved into the back of her head. Now, my older sister was not happy about this. She sees these antics of my mom as ridiculous and over the top, and she does not want to play along. My personality is more like, she's gonna do it anyway, you might as well just roll with it. So here we are at the Olympics, and we have one day. That's our event. We're gonna stay one day and then we're going home. So we get up that morning, we're in our hotel room, and Mama's getting ready, and I notice she's sitting on the edge of the hotel bed. And she's holding a pack of Sharpies. I'm like, what is she doing? So she calls me over. She didn't call my sister, mind you. She knew what the answer would be. But she calls me over and asks if I will color in the Olympic rings in the back of her head. She had a picture there. This is prior to, you know, cell phones being very popular and being able to pull up a picture. So she made sure she packed a picture of the ring so that we could get it right. And there in the hotel room, I color in the Olympic rings in Sharpie on the back of her head. What she did not count on was it being 110 degrees that day as we walked around. And all that color from the Sharpies just melted down the back of her neck and into her shirt. It didn't go as planned. But as I said, my mom is really colorful. And that is just one story of Sharpies. I want to fast forward to just maybe like a month and a half ago. My mother is 80. She turned 80 in September. And she was going to have a kidney removed. We got some bad health results. And it was gonna be a surgery where her kidney was gonna be removed again. She's YOLO, you know. I don't know how you get excited about getting a kidney removed, but you know, mama is ordering all the things from Amazon. We got to make sure we have the right pajamas, the right pillow to lay on top of your stomach. We have all these surgery accessories, and it was kind of fun for her. She would even call people who had recently had surgeries just to chat it out, just you know, to find out what it might be like. And she was getting excited about the surgery. Well, we live a ways apart, and so I drove down the night before to be with her for the surgery. And the night before, we made sure we had everything lined up so we could leave on time. Well, that morning, my dad and I are kind of scurrying around, making sure the car is packed, we have everything we need, and I pass through my mother's bedroom on the way to her bathroom, and there she is, sitting on the edge of her bed with Sharpies. And I thought to myself, oh gosh, what are we about to do? I thought, you know, some people, I've heard people do this, they'll take a Sharpie and they'll write on the, you know, the side of the body with the good organ, you know. Not this one. I thought we were about to give the doctor some special message, telling him, reminding him of exactly which kidney he was supposed to get. That was not the case. I said, What is it, Mama? Well, I need you to do something for me. So I asked her what it was, and she gets out her Bible. And we are to reference the Ephesians 6 scripture that talks about the armor of God. And we're not just writing the scripture on one place. We have to reference it all over her body. She's getting spiritually ready for this surgery, right? So, you know, up on her head, we have to write the helmet of salvation, on her chest, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth around her waist. This woman has marker all over her body when it's said and done. And I kind of worried. I was like, can we do this? I mean, they made you bathe with a special cleanser and get your body just right for surgery. Is this going to delay your surgery? I don't care. They can say what they want to. I'm prayed up and I'm going to have this scripture on me. Okay, Mama. Anyway, it turned out that you know, she couldn't bathe after her surgery, so it stayed on the whole time she was in the hospital. And every doctor, every nurse's assistant, anybody that came in that room to help her and pulled the covers back even a little bit wanted to know what is that? Is that a tattoo? So it gave my mama a really good opportunity to share her faith with people and talk to them. But I'm telling you, my mama is a go-getter, and she is one of the most colorful people that I know, even in the midst of all this surgery and everything that she's been through, health-wise. She's just a little light. So I am so appreciative for my mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. I love you. And guys, I hope you enjoyed today's story. Enjoy Mother's Day. Stay tuned, and I will be sharing more stories coming up very soon.